Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, and so is the Celebration Under the Stars. Friday, next Friday, the 4th of July, over at the Fountains, DJ, splash pad, live music, fireworks at 9. You'll want to be there for that. We are talking about Rutherford County Schools, and we've got a duo here that, let's see, talk the bark off of a tree. Butch Vaughn, Stan Vaught here with us this morning. Good to see you both.
Good to be here.
First time we had the chance to talk with you, I guess, on the air since you've been on the school board stand. So yes. It's been about a year, hasn't it?
Almost. We'll be in August, yes.
Yeah. Been a lot of fun?
Well, I'd call it a lot of fun. Yeah, some of it's very pleasurable. I've told a lot of people this, and I mean this in all seriousness, it's the hardest job I've ever had. Being a county commissioner was a lot easier.
Really?
Yes, very much so. Of course, I was on, 12 years there, and I think being on the school board or being elected, I had a little bit of insight as to the operation, especially the budget, how it's formulated and that kind of stuff. And I thought, I'll walk right into this. This is going to be easy. Oh, no. It's not easy, but I have thoroughly enjoyed it. I really have. My wife's had to be Terry's, bless her heart, had to be my sounding board. I start commenting. She doesn't say anything. She just, yes, dear. Yes, dear. But it's been good. It's been good and been a pleasure to serve.
Well, let's see. The school's budget accounts for 67%, I think, somewhere around there.
Yeah, back when I was on the commission, we always looked at it. The school system was about three-fourths of the budget, and then labor was always three-fourths of the budget. So if you ever wanted to control cost or wanted to know where your costs were, it was generally labor related. And, you can't have schools without teachers, and you can't educate kids without teachers. And it takes teachers to get it done. And so that's always been the theme in the back of my brain. Mm-hmm. Likewise with the county, running the county, deputy sheriffs, solid waste, all your fee offices, it's all labor. It's all us. It's your neighbors and friends and people you go to church with. So when we get into the budget every year, you're dealing with real people. It's not just a number. And so I've always tried to approach it like that. And I know Butch has, being a principal for so many years, we've had a lot of fun. Some of it probably don't need to tell, but he's been a great source of wisdom to me and how many times our paths have crossed over the last, 40 years. Vaughn, I guess, from the time I left Central as a eighth grader and went to Oakland, and you started as a principal there, and then you being the principal at Oakland when Jackson was there and the IB program getting started, because we were – the commission had to buy into that back then, to do that program. But I look at all the changes that have come about with education and the changes in this county too. He and I've got we've had a front row seat. Let me say it that way. Would you agree?
Oh yeah. Stan has brought a great dynamic to the school board that they had.
I don't know if I'd call it that. No.
Well, he's a highly respected, successful businessman. Plus, he's been on the county commission. He understands budgets and how to deal with the politics. And it's just a dynamic that the board has ever had. And because he's really helped me, we've gone through this budget thing and the bus contract with the buses and all like that, because I didn't have a clue, I was always involved in it from a principal standpoint and
making sure the kids got on the bus,
right? Yeah, and Stan's just brought a lot, and we've been, we both wanted to go visit the schools, and we visited most of them, and we're going to get to see the rest of them. But, you know, it's just, it's been an eye-opening experience for me, like Stan. But we've got the best school system, I think, anywhere. And you see that when you go and visit the schools like we have. And, you know, the I don't know of anything that we could do any better than what we've been doing. And, you know, it's Dr. Sullivan has done a phenomenal job of bringing people together and just putting people in the right places. And, yeah, it's been really, really good. It's been an experience. And Stan, now, you know, we got a back row seat because he's in the middle of one table and I'm in the middle on the edge of the other. Mm-hmm. But you always...
You're talking about the way we sit in the board, but yeah, that's right. What you're talking
about, right? And I think Clary did that for a reason, you know, but you can just sort of feel the heat rising sometimes when...
Well, I mean, you've taken up some, you know, tough topics. I mean, that this was maybe one of the tougher years to have to decide on a lot of issues from buses to budgets to, you know, books and everything else. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Books are really a big issue.
Yeah. So, Stan, would that be your top three of the issues that you had to come on board to deal with?
Oh, yes, Brian, surely. When the thought came over me, or divine intervention or whatever you want to call it, to convince me I needed to offer myself for public service again, you know, I thought, okay, I'll buy into this. You know, this is 50 years for me as a farmer. I was thinking yesterday, 53 years cutting and processing, taking up hay, and 50 years planting corn, you know. So I got a lot of practical experience. Agriculture is my first love, always has been. But education's always been up there pretty too. And I've been blessed through a series of circumstances to end up in the auction and real estate business. Had a lot of great mentors, Clark Maples, Bob Parks, Clyde White. You know, I just go on and on. You know, and now I'm that guy. You know, I've got to offer this wit and wisdom, you know, to the next generation. But, you know, I thought, well, I'm going to bring this business experience, this practical experience of farmer, you know, agriculture. Let's get it done. I understand contracts very well because, you know, the whole real estate business is circled around contracts. And the devil, the first meeting I'm in, we're voting on books, you know, and it's just, it's mind blowing to me. And I, you know, I thought and prayed on it an awful lot. How can I be the peacemaker in the situation? Because I've got friends on this side of the issue. I got friends on this side. And I'm like Richard Reeves said one time, I'm for my friends. I'm for everybody. Let's get something out of it. You know, we came up with kind of what we thought was a compromise. You know, let's the books that are controversial or something, let's put them behind the counter, so to speak, and let parents approve the request to check them out or something like that. And, oh, man, I got chastised and lambasted for that. You know, my fellow Christians were going to run me out of Murfreesboro. And honestly, I had to do a lot of soul searching, and Butch and I haven't always been on the same side of all these issues.
Sure.
But yet we're great friends, we're great partners in this. I was thinking about coming down here, we honor each other's opinions, and I think that's what's happened in politics nationwide, is if you don't agree with me, you know, I can't be in a conversation with you. I can't go to eat with you. I can't ride around. You know, you're just the devil, right? And it's not like that with us. And at all, this is Republican, Democrat, Independent, whatever. I don't care. You know, when government, we are the government. And so if you can't rationalize and talk through your feelings and beliefs and come to an ultimate compromise that's the better for all of us. And if you can't agree, you agree to disagree. If you can't agree, don't do it. right?
Sure. I mean,
leave it alone.
Yeah.
You know, don't ram it down somebody else's throat. So anyway, we've had great dialogue through all this. But, yeah, that's been interesting. The school bus contract, that was very interesting. Meeting with, you know, basically 175 contractors and their board. Put a lot of time into that personally. I was the bus liaison. Mm-hmm. Claire had asked me to do that, and that was challenging. And a lot of them are my personal friends that have been contractors for years. And trying to be fair to them, knowing their cost had risen and, you know, during the period of COVID here, but yet being fair to the taxpayers too, and still trying to have compassion to haul the kids.
Well, so, and it takes compromise. You can't come in and say, this is what we're walking, and that was kind of the way things started.
Yeah.
But, you know, there has to be some way to meet in the middle, and it seemed like this would never get done, but it did. But that's what we've lost the ability to do in government, isn't it?
Sometimes, as I said, it's either my way or the highway. That's the way everybody's gotten into it. And it's interesting to watch the dialogue. Of course, always we focus on Washington or Nashville.
Sure.
And I think all three of us have got, you know, our personal constituent in Nashville. You know, we've got a great body of representatives here. You know, Brian Terry, Dr. Terry's mine. His son, my son grew up together. We have that commonality. And so we have similar challenges to life. Right. So we can talk through those problems together and come up with a solution. Well, I don't understand why government can't do that, you know, but, you know, from top to bottom, I think people just need to, I want to say, chill out, maybe go go back to your Bible, read the Beatitudes. Let's, you know. But anyway, I know I get excited a lot of times about things, and I may say some things I wished I hadn't. But it's coming from the heart. I'll tell you that.
So there are headphones right there beside you, right up under the desk there, under the table. Put those on, because we've got another Butch that's joining, and he kind of understands where you come from in all of this. It's Butch Campbell who's with us. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Brian. How are you three doing?
I'm doing all right. We've got a motley crew here.
Hey, I got to tell
you. How'd you get both of them together?
I don't know.
The only thing that would make it any better if it's you were up here. I got to tell a story. I got to tell a story. Y'all know me as an auctioneer. I'm a storyteller. But the only person that ever paddled me in the school system is Butch.
Wow.
It is. You know what he said? And I did not do what he thought I did. And I pleaded with Mr. Campbell, I didn't do this. I didn't do it. I don't care, Vault. You've done something that you needed paddling for. I remember it to this day. I was in the eighth grade when he did that. But we have become the best of friends. He and I go to church together. We talk every Sunday. So I appreciate his wit and wisdom going through this and what the city school system does.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, I'll tell you a story about Butch, too. You know, Butch
was I didn't know I would go get on the
This is Roast Butch Day.
That's what you get.
That's what you get when you call, see. Butch was principal at Walt Hill.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I was principal at Central at the time. And they would always, Butch and I went to school together all the way up to high school, graduated together and everything. So, Butch had, I forgot what it was, but this parent boy was hot. And so he calls me up, and, man, he cusses me out and all like that. And, you know, he's gonna come whip my rear end. That's not the words he said. But I said, well, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll say, I'll meet you at the front door of the school in the morning at 7 o'clock. And I said, you know, we'll just find out whether you can whip my butt or not. Well, I called Butch and told him, I said, Butch, just give you a heads up. There's going to be a guy meet you at the front door of Walk Hill School in the morning. But yeah,
well, wait a minute. I don't think that story is told exactly correct. I think it's the other way around.
It sounded like a setup to me.
The mother called me, and I called you, Vaughn, and said, She said, "This irate parent's coming to see you in the morning. Just be ready." I didn't have to call him and tell him, but I did.
Gave my head.
They got the wrong Butch,
was,
I guess.
Yeah, it was funny. They would always get us confused, you know, but it was always interesting.
And they still do.
They still do. Yeah.
I appreciate what both of you are doing. You're good representatives for the community, and you've been there and done that, so to speak. Both of you have. So
well, you're doing
thank you very much for your service.
You're doing a good job. We're doing a good job with the city. You know, being the chairman of the school board. You know, we tried to get off the front page of the paper. We wish y'all do something to get you on the front page. You know, but y'all are doing a good job.
We don't like that front page.
Yeah, we don't like to be on the front page. But yeah, thanks what you do though, Butch. You're like we are. You've lived here all your life and just like us. And, you know, we're just trying to return the favor of what people have done for us over the years.
Well, that's true. Well, all right, y'all have a good day and have a good fourth. And both of you, oh, well, no, I'm not just both of you, all three of you, including Brian, try to stay out of trouble.
Well, that's yeah. Impossible, I think, at this point. But Butch Campbell dropping by this morning or dropping in. You know, I don't know if you know this, but I went to Walter Hill too.
Yeah.
Yeah. All those years. So, but,
see, look, we're all products of public education.
True.
Right.
Somebody asked me about that, you know, earlier, you know, why Terry and I didn't put our Jackson and Chandler in private school, you know, send them to MBA or somewhere like that. 'Cause both of them are gifted. Jackson ended up going to Vandy on a full scholarship, and Chandler ended up at Rhodes, so they both got, you know, a great liberal arts education. But I said, you know, I'm not giving up on public education. My mother was a public educator. I've got a degree in education. Probably should have been the ag teacher at Oakland High School, but, you know, chose real estate instead, or it chose me. And I refused to give up on it because the next generation is our obligation in this life to train them, to provide for them, to get them a good foundation. I used to tease Jackson and Chandler's friends. We'd take them out to eat or do something, celebrate something. Oh, I'd pay for it, you know. Oh, Mr. Vaught, you don't need to do that. Oh, no, it's my pleasure. I want to make sure y'all get a good job because I'm going to be drawing Social Security one of these days. I want to make sure y'all are paying into it.
Save your money up,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so that's that wit and wisdom I've come up with over the years.
Butch, what, you know, the new school year starts August. What are some of the challenges? I know we kind of turned the page. What do you see as the top 1, 2, 3 issues that we're going to have to deal with this upcoming year?
Well, you know, we're lucky. We've got a great school system, like I said. We don't have the teacher shortage as most of the counties around us have. Mm-hmm. And I think that's because people want to come to Russell County. And, you know, I think the main thing is just looking ahead down the highway is we've got to find another way to source revenue, you know, because nobody wants to increase taxes, but, you know, gosh, we're getting so big that, you know, we've got to do something, you know. And I don't know what the solution is, but the county commission has been great. We've worked well with them because one, Dr. Sullivan, has been so straightforward on the budget. And, you know, they trust him. But, again, it's you know, we're opening a new elementary school, and we're fixing to build a new middle school, and a new high school is down the highway. And, you know, it's that funding's got to come from something.
And additions to Oakland and Riverdale, which will open, I guess, in August?
The Riverdale's a little bit ahead of Oakland.
Yeah. Then you've got Laverne that just started. Smyrna just came in. So that's right. Going to help a little bit, but not for long.
No, it just all this doing is just sort of we're still behind as far as building schools.
Yeah. Could you imagine, though, when you were principal at Oakland, that you'd have 2,500 kids there?
Oh, gosh, no.
And that's how big they're going to be, right?
Yeah, we were we were about 2,000. Gosh, we were packed. You know, we thought, man, that's a
busting at the seams.
Mm-hmm. But you know, Stan and I believe one thing too. You know, we'd really like to go back to smaller schools. You know, back we remember back how good it used to be when you had community schools around Rutherford County.
Well, why does everybody want to go to Eagleville? You know, and that's one of the reasons why.
And I think what we and it's interesting, and I'll, you know, kind of promote this idea, what, you know, kind of a little bit of a vision maybe we have going forward, is that if you looked at it, if you go back to the history like we all know it, you know, they closed the six high schools in the county and they built Oakland and Riverdale and, you know, split Central in half. Okay, we're going to end up with a high school back almost in every one of those communities.
Exactly right.
And, you know, right now we have a site at Walter Hill for a high school. We've got one at Plainview, which is, you know, kind of Buckhannon and Christiana. Butch and I have kind of talked through it. I would like to, for us to locate a couple of other sites, you know, and, you know, I don't know where they are, but at this point, they probably need to be on the western side of the county a little bit, maybe toward Laverne. But, you know, come back and build four 1,200, 1,250 student high schools. You know, that's ideal. They'll end up being 1,500, but there'll be, you know, a different class sports-wise. Maybe there would be more community-based. Nothing against Oakland and Riverdale. I don't mean it that way. But you asked the top two or three things. When I got on, I thought, okay, we're dealing with financing. We're dealing with budgetary items. We're dealing with that. Books and safety. Those are the first two things that slapped me in the face, right? And then we have the shooting, you know, in Antioch, right. And it put all of us on edge, and I was very appreciative. Superintendent jumped on that pretty quick. We bought some equipment. County Commission funded it, you know, basically metal detectors, you know, to go in all the schools. Will they do it? I don't know, but they've got to be a deterrent. You know, society's so much different. When I was at Oakland in the late 70s, you know, I used to go to school with my shotgun and my rifle in the back window,
yeah.
You know, and then we had theft, and Mr. Swalford said, boys, y'all don't need to bring your guns to school. You know, can you imagine that now? You know, so society has progressed. It's so much bigger. You know, there's 80,000 kids or 80,000 people in the county when I was in high school, and I think there's Joe Carr told me the other day we're approaching 380,000.
Mm-hmm.
So the three of us sitting here, very unique, we've seen 300,000 people come be born into this county. Huge population growth. And I tell people this, the school system runs amazingly well with the challenges that it has. And also in spite of the school board someday.
Well, I mean, just look at our size and look at communities of our size and the school systems that are there. I think that's, if you compare apples to apples, you can really see we've got something pretty special here.
Well, you know, you got to understand we're the fourth largest school system in the state.
Mm-hmm.
We're the 80th largest in the nation.
That's wild. Yeah.
Now that's crazy.
Yeah.
When you start thinking about that, when you compare us to Chicago or Miami or, you know, New York or something like that. So I hope the taxpayers, I hope the citizens realize, you know, how special it is here, what we do have here, how hard our superintendent and the central office staff work to maintain that. All the principals, all the school teachers. If you're a first-year teacher in our county, I humbly, from the bottom of my heart, thank you for entering education. Don't give up on us. We're there to, you know, to advocate for your position. And the students, you know, the students, number one priority. It's 52,000 of them, 52 schools. Butcher's talking about we visited most of them, hadn't made it to all of them, but it's everyone is unique. There's similarities, but everyone is unique, and they're all special.
Well, it's the kids and the teachers and the administrators that make each school unique.
Oh yeah, you know it. One thing you know, I think that we've seen is Dr. Southern has done a great job of putting people in the right positions, administrators. Because I mean, every school you go into, like Stan said, they're different. but they've taken on the personality of the principal, and they've all really been successful. And you know, Dr. Sullivan, a lot of it has to do with you know, Kay Martin is the sort of assistant superintendent,
number one. Yeah. You know, she's a Rutherford County girl.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah.
And Kelly Chastain is boy, those two. I'm
super.
Telling you, that you can't find any better people than they are. They're good people, but boy, they know education, and you know, they got their heart in it, and it's not a. They all work together, which is teamwork, and anything is good. But yeah, and you know, the talking about the size of schools. You know, one bad thing about big schools is that. I'd like to see the day where every kid in the school is involved in something, because I think in this day and time that kids need something to do to keep them, you know, from being attracted to other things. And
other than their phone, right?
Right.
Yeah, boy.
Which brings up
that's gonna be the next.
Yeah. Well, you know, the law changed July 1, and we have to adopt a new policy. And I'm sure there's some people gonna be upset.
Yeah.
With how they did, but again, I'm gonna look at the three of us. We made it through school without a cell phone.
Right.
It was interesting when the computer system went down. I probably shouldn't talk about that a whole lot, but they. The computers were down, the cell phones were down, everything was down. And it was interesting to me, there was less discipline problems and more interaction with the teachers and the students in those week to 10 days there.
Right.
And it made me realize, because teachers spend so much of their time answering an email by a parent. And you take a high school teacher who's got, what, 4 classes, Butch, 5 classes,
yeah.
You know, 30 kids, 25 kids each. When they got 125, if each parent emails them just once a week. I mean, we all have our inboxes stopped up right now. And, you know, I remember Mom and Daddy, if there was an issue at school with me, you know, it was a note. It was a handwritten note. And you know, the teacher gave it back to me and I took it home. Or, you know, you ran into them at the grocery store. And it was a different time. And, you know, technology is a great thing, but it has to be metered, maybe would be the word I'd use right here.
Well, isn't this new law, is it a state or federal?
State.
State, okay. And that's going to regulate phones in the classrooms?
Yes.
They're really banning cell phones in the use during the classroom time.
Yeah.
And again, you know, they can basically have them to use other times. But, I mean, I wish we could shut down.
Well, I think it's up to us. Each school district has the ability.
It has to be at least this.
It has to be at least this. Yeah. We can carry it just a little bit further, and that would be to, and it'll be up for discussion. You know how we approach it. But
you know, social media has caused so many problems, and it's one of the major causes of the problems we're having in schools among the kids.
Well, depression and suicide, you don't want to talk about things like that. But the mental health issue, again, that's something that I never dreamed about. But there is a huge need for mental health treatment within our society. And you know, again, parents kind of look to the school system, kind of look to government to do it. You know, mine and Mike's therapy was Melvin would make us go haul hay or fence or something like that. We would get that out of our system, whatever it was. And I, you know, and I look back on that. Yeah, it was hard work growing up on the farm, but the other side of there was some solitude there. There was some camaraderie there between he and I and Daddy, and so you know, we worked through whatever was going on. You know, a lot of people know this. My mother died when I was 11. And, you know, that was tough.
Sure. Absolutely.
You know, it's kids, I don't know, social media thing, you know, kids cannot pay attention to their phone and the teacher at the same time. And
cell phone driving, right?
Yeah. I wish we could shut down the ability to even be able to get cell service in schools by myself, because I just don't think they're necessary. But again, we'll have to address something. And
there's always something to address, it sounds
sure,
like.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, you're talking about problems that come up. You know, you think that things are going good, and then all of a sudden things pop up that
you wouldn't even think would pop up.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. But, you know, Stan's done, you know, he's brought so much to the board. I just can't tell you how much he's brought to it. You know, one of the first board members we had, I walk in, and my wife, you know, I didn't realize she was even listening to the board meetings, but she come in and she said, you know, I just want to tell you, you were an ass today. And she said, you know, you need to be more like Stan. Said, you
I don't
know Stan,
if that's right.
And said, Stan is, you know, I really love Stan. And,
Joan needs to talk to Terry a little bit more, Budge. I don't. She might not say that. You're kind to say that, and she is too.
What has Terry said about Stan?
Yeah. So,
well, I tell you, no, it's really been good. It's been enjoyable to me. I think one thing that we've done as a board, and I may be just dreaming, but it seemed like the board has more or less come together. And like Sam said, we've learned to respect each other's differences. We may not agree with it, but, you know, Stan and I've been involved in it, dealing with people over the years, and we've learned that, hey, if you don't agree, that's okay. We don't hold any grudges, but unfortunately, not everybody's that way. But it seems like that the board is more come together a little bit.
Oh, yeah, and we'll be fine. We'll be fine. There's an election next year, and, you know, three of them are up for election, right, re-election. Not sure who's running, who's going to run, whatever. Notice we got a new hat in the ring for the mayor's race next year.
Yeah.
And so, you know, politics in the county is always changing and evolving, and I congratulate anybody that wants to offer their self for public service. It's tough. I mean, that we're not getting rich doing this. But we're not supposed to. You know, we're supposed to serve one another. It's what it says in the Bible. You know, help each other out, and, you know, love your neighbor as you would yourself. And so we try to do that. I think one of the most overwhelming things to me is, as I say, I get in the solitude, get in the hayfield or something at home, and I get to thinking about, you know, 52,000 kids, roughly, 6,500, 8,500 employees involved directly in the school system. But you care to step further, if those kids have two parents, which most of them do, you know, they've had two parents,
sure,
may not right now, but, you know, that's another 100,000 people. Public education in this county affects well over half the population directly, and the rest of us indirectly.
Sure.
And so that's the reason it's a big deal, and that's the reason I say it's the toughest job I've ever had. I told one of our county commissioners the other day, I said, there really ought to be 21 people on the school board and about 7 of us running the county. I think it'd probably work out a little bit better. Of course, they may not ever get a school built. I don't know. But, you know, you would have some, you know, 11 people. It would take 11 people to create consensus. You know, they're great to work with. You know, there's different philosophies there. We noticed that in the bus driver's contract. Some of them wanted this, some of them wanted that, and I appreciate their input. You know, again, the size of schools. We're getting a lot of advice on the size of schools. We got a couple of commissioners that think we need to build 4,000-student schools because it's, you know, there's an economy of scale there. Sure, right? You know, you can save a little money. But this is the next generation. You know, we're not building automobiles. We're not Nissan. We can do some production line education, but, man, when it comes right down to it, it's your fellow man you're trying to take care of and instruct and all that. And so I think the more one-on-one, the more secure we can have things, more personable we can have education, the better off we are.
Well, that's going to wrap us up here today. Appreciate you both coming in. And that's Stan Vaught, Butch Vaughn, joining here today. Another fellow educator just walked in the door.
He sure did. One of the great ones, too. Thank
you. All right, we're out of here. Appreciate you both. And we'll be back with more on Rutherford Issues a bit later on.